Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Your restaurant needs a great scoreboard. Let me explain. My name is Ryan Gromfin. I'm an author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and I'm the founder of therestaurantboss.com, restaurantprofitandperformance.com, as well as clickbacon.com. I'm honored to be here with you today, and let me explain a little bit more about what I mean by a scoreboard. I think the best way to explain that every restaurant needs a great scoreboard is through a story that I recently heard in a book that I was listening to. I listen to a lot of books. I don't read very well. What can I say? You've gotten my emails. You know that I get typos and things. I love listening to books, and I'm listening to a book called The Four Disciplines about three, 4 months ago. Stephen Covey and another guy. I don't remember his name. I apologize, but it's called The Four Disciplines. It's a great book. It's one of those really, really thick books. I actually bought it after I listened to it because the book was so good to go back and highlight stuff, but it's a tough book to get through, but I highly, highly, highly suggest you read it. And they told this great story about how important a scoreboard is. They were out consulting with a client during Katrina. They were in the South, Louisiana, Alabama area, regardless, a week or so after Katrina. And the client they were working with, you know, football, Friday night high school football is big in the South, as you know. And so the client said, you know, this is what everyone does in town on Friday night. Like, we're not going to take you out to fancy dinner. You're coming to a football game with us. So they go to the football game, and something was different about this game because everybody was just chatting and in conversations, and the game was happening in the background, but nobody was really paying attention. Now, in the Deep South, for a Friday night football game, that's not normal. The part that I'm not telling you about the story is that Katrina knocked out the scoreboard. So, yeah, they had people like holding up cards to show the score, but the crowd lost interest in the game because there was no way to know what was happening in the game. The big, giant scoreboard wasn't there. It wasn't working. So they lost interest in the game, and they turned to conversations with each other. Same thing happens in your restaurant. If you don't have a great scoreboard, you're going to lose interest in it. But more importantly, your staff is also going to lose interest in the game that you're playing. I used to always say when I would come into work, I'd like, it's time to play restaurant because it's fun to me. I love it. And so you need a scoreboard. Now that we've established that you need a scoreboard, what should be on that scoreboard? I'm going to spare you all of the details of what should be on that scoreboard, but basically there's some really important things, and then you should pick some things that are important to you. Generally speaking, in a restaurant, I think there's six things that should be on your scoreboard. The first is sales. What are your sales? Sales per category, sales, everything. You need to know your sales. The second should be your direct operating expenses. If you're not exactly sure what direct operating expenses, there's a search box on my website, or I might have a link to a video that explains direct operating expenses. You should also know what your per person average is. Not your check average, but your per person average. Again, somewhere on my website is a video with more explaining that. Then you should know what your costs of goods sold are. Your food costs, beverage costs, liquor costs, beer costs, wine costs, etc. And you should also know what your labor cost is. Pretty obvious what that is. And then your cost of goods sold and your labor costs together are prime costs. And I think prime cost is probably the most important number you can know in your restaurant. But those six metrics need to be on a scoreboard in your restaurant, a scoreboard that you and your managers and your staff can look at. Now, you can choose to give access to your staff at certain levels, or maybe you print things out and you share it with them. Maybe they don't just have full access to this, but the point is on a daily basis, you should be able to look at your scoreboard and know exactly what's going on in your restaurant. But let's take it one level further, right? Now that you know what's going on in your restaurant, the scoreboard is reporting on the past. It's things that have already happened. So now what you need to do is you need to create some kind of system for getting ahead of the past. You need to be more proactive instead of reactive to the past. One of the best ways that you can be proactive on this scoreboard is to compare it to a budget. And if you're comparing your daily sales to your budget, if you're comparing your prime cost to your budget, then as you go through the month, you can start taking action on this. Because if you get halfway through the month and you realize that we're not quite where we should be on sales, you still have 2 weeks to do something about it. If you get halfway through the month and realize that you're a little bit ahead of where you should be on labor cost, you still have time to do something about it. But if you only check your scoreboard after the month is over, right, like a P&L statement, or if you are checking your scoreboard but you're not providing yourself with a tool, a way to know, is this where we're supposed to be? Because you're not playing against another team, you're playing against yourself, right? So you can't just say, oh, we're winning or we're losing. You got to know, where are we supposed to be and where are we, so you can take action on that. I hope that you enjoyed the scoreboard that I showed you during this video here. That's some software that we've created. It's called Bacon. And if you want to check that out a little bit and get some free access into there, there's a button below here where you can learn more about the software. And I hope that you enjoyed this video. I encourage you, whether you decide to use Bacon or whether you do it on a piece of paper or an Excel spreadsheet or however you choose to create a scoreboard for your restaurant, I hope that you do that. I hope that you create a great winning scoreboard for your restaurant and keep everybody interested. Again, my name is Ryan Gronfman. I look forward to seeing you on next week's training.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfman. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.